the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini, live from the Auto Farm Studios, and today we're going to begin the season wrap-up for high school football. Last week, it came to an end for both Emory and Carbon. We're going to start to recap the 2018 campaign for the Emory Spartans right now. Joining us on the telephone, we have Coach John Famalo. And Coach, as always, it is a pleasure to get you on the show. Definitely appreciative of the time.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jordan.
Absolutely, Coach. I always look forward to it. Unfortunately, the football season has come to a close. Last week, a pretty lopsided loss on the road against a very good JUAB football team. Coach, before I ask you a couple of questions about that game in particular, I'd love to get your assessment of what went down in the season finale.
Honestly, I just think we came out a little intimidated, and mentally, I don't know if the kids were prepared. And like I say, it wasn't probably until midway through the second quarter that we kids kind of figured out, oh, hey, we can play with these guys. But at that point, it was a little bit of a lost cause, and so that was the little disappointing part, was our kids just didn't come out and fight like we should have. I mean, we started off with two turnovers, and defensively, we just we kind of got on our heels and. Dug ourselves too big of a hole to get out of. And, at that point, I think our kids battled, but, against good teams, you just can't do that. And that's kind of how I felt. We came out not with the intensity and the fire that we needed. So a little disappointing that way.
Yeah, I believe the first four possessions, fumble, interception, punt, block punt, if I remember correctly. So, Coach, if you change maybe three of those four possessions and don't even necessarily score, but have extensive drives, maybe a different ball game.
Yeah, and that's why I say mentally, I think it's, if you have some positive things happen, I think kids can get on board. And until then, it's one of those things when you've been beat down a few times, you get in that mindset of, oh, here we go again. And so our kids get a little discouraged. And, it wasn't the start that we wanted or expected. And but like I say, it seemed like we kind of got things going towards the middle of the second quarter, but that point was a little bit out of hand at that point.
Really, Coach, in this game, the success did come in the second half, but I'm always curious as to how a coach coaches a team, specifically at halftime when the mercy rule is basically in effect. What'd you tell the boys at the midway point?
Honestly, what I was looking for them was just to compete. That was, like I told them, I didn't feel like we came out mentally like we wanted to play. And like I say, that's always looking for is these kids to compete, to scratch and claw their way back into anything that they could. And so that was, the talk that we had. And I felt like at that point they figured, okay, hey, this could be my last game for some of those seniors and for some of those other kids to compete and hopefully setting a tone for next year. Hey, that's what we need to do. From here on out. And so, that's kind of the mindset I tried to get instilled in those kids that second half. Let's just compete. No matter what the score is at the end of the game, we want to make sure we put everything we have out there and mentally challenge ourselves to continue to compete no matter what the score is.
For football, this is an extremely small senior class, Coach, and I know that always bodes well for the future, but like those seniors, they don't have a future. So when you talk about this senior class, how frustrating is it to be a part of a senior class that's so small and really have to become an extension of the coaching staff to teach these young guys throughout the season? I mean, is that frustrating for these seniors?
I think it is, and it's for the fact that, you turn the clock back 4 years, and, it was a pretty good freshman class that we had come in, and to be down to five kids left, I think they have a story to tell, and their frustration was, I think, a little bit of that, for the fact that, it could have been a pretty good, decent team if we could have kept numbers. And so, it's a story to tell to those freshmen and sophomores, and, the kids that got a lot of playing time this year, is that, you may feel like you're a pretty good team. In 3 years from now, if you can keep the numbers, it could be tell a different story. But, if the trend stays kind of how it was, then, that could be spell kind of what's happened to our program.
It's fair to call these four or five seniors an extension of the coaching staff. That's a fair assessment for these kids because they all seem like they're football savvy kids.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing I've appreciated is these kids have been with us for 4 years and they've stuck it out. And like I say, they are an extension of us. And, it was good to have those kids and those minds and, their effort on the field for the fact that, they worked hard no matter what and no matter the circumstances they were under.
Coach, if we go back to the season, at one particular time, especially that Judge Memorial game, and I remember talking to you after that contest, and you and I had the conversation of, look, you could have two consecutive road games in region play and be 2-0. At that point, I honestly had a lot of optimism on the season. I thought that things were going to turn the corner. You know, the preseason, that's what you use it for, is to prepare for the region season. Did you have the similar optimism after that win against Judge Memorial that this team was heading in the right direction?
Oh, I think we all did. I mean, as a coaching staff, we kind of prepared ourselves based off the preseason. We didn't have the preseason that we wanted, but again, we started region play at 1-0, and we go to Carbon, which is a tough place to play. But I felt like we had an opportunity to go 2-0 in region and set ourselves up for again a home playoff game. And I think all the kids had that same mindset. And so, it was a little bit disappointing when we go into Carbon and didn't play our best game. And it was a little bit of a step back, but, I felt like we continued to compete, but injuries kind of bit us in the butt and things like that. And so, things don't always happen how you want them to.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach John Famalo of the Emory Spartan football team. Coach, you mentioned the loss to Carbon. It's the first time that Emory has suffered a loss to Carbon in about 18 years. It's always interesting to see if that's a loss that stings throughout the entire season. Did you feel like that the boys maybe carried that loss throughout the final 4 weeks of the season?
I think they did to a degree. I think, what bit us the most is out of that Carbon game, we lost a couple key linemen, and so that's kind of what kind of snowballed. It only took a few injuries, and it was key positions and key players that we lost. Seems like every week, once we lost one person, we'd get one back, we'd lose another, and so we never got to full 100%, I felt. And so that was kind of the disappointing part. I think we were kind of close to 100% against the Union game, and you could saw we could compete. But again, injuries bit us in that second half, and they kind of rolled off. And I think at times we looked really good when we were 100%. We had kids that are fresh, but with the depth and the lack of depth and where we're at, and that's kind of how the season played out.
Coach, let's talk about the seniors on this year's squad. Of course, we'll begin with Kyson Stilson, senior quarterback. He's been a gamer for you guys for a couple of seasons. Talk about his impact on the team and in the program over the last few seasons.
He's been a great leader. We're going to miss him. Again, a kid that is as a gamer. I think he threw over 3,000 yards in 2 years. And so, not something you've normally seen from a Emory football team. And so, again, a kid that's going to be missed immensely on that offensive side of the ball, because he was a leader and, he made good things happen. So we're certainly going to miss him.
Let's talk about Jesse Barnett. I know his senior campaign didn't go the way we all had hoped or planned. But Jesse, when he was out on the field, boy, an impactful player to say the least.
Yeah, and where we missed him a ton, again, on the offensive side, a kid that as a junior, we had to transition into a lineman. He was a running back. And so a kid that played offensive line as a junior and a senior. And, we got a few touches. He saw, when we got a little limited with Zion and some other things, we moved him back to the backfield. And he saw what he could do. But I think where we're going to miss him the most next year is that defensive side. Moving him from a linebacker defensive end towards the end of last year and then all of this year. When we didn't have him on the field, we were weren't as physical up front defensively, and so we missed that when he wasn't on the field. So, again, a kid that was, helped us out a ton when he was healthy, but when he was missing on the field, he certainly noticed it, especially on our defensive side.
Ashton Rowley, again, if we talk about what we have up front, he was pretty pivotal, Coach, on both sides of the football.
Yeah, he was. Again, a kid that, he was held together by a bunch of tape and other things. I mean, he had shoulder problems coming in after he had surgery, so he was a little tender with that. And again, a kid that he just didn't want to get off the field no matter what was ailing him. And so, again, kid that played every single down pretty much for the most part on both sides of the ball and a warrior for us. So, great kid.
Rance Jensen, coach out of the backfield. Again, I know that Rance at the beginning of the year had some high expectations for this team. It became obvious early that teams were going to key on Rance, and that's what happened, I think, throughout the entire season.
Yeah, I mean, they knew what type of player he was, and so, again, loaded the box. And, you know, if we couldn't run and establish that, you know, we had to do some other things. And so a kid that, you know, had a phenomenal year last year, probably didn't have quite the year that he wanted coming into the year, but with what we had and what he did, you know, the Judge game, I think, was a perfect game of what he could do once we got the run established. And just a great leader on the field that we're going to miss. You know, that's one kid that, you know, I thought, not a real vocal kid, but, you know, he expects a lot out of the kids, no matter what age they were. And so, again, a kid we're going to miss that way.
And then Brock Winter, you talk about unique players. Not too many kickers leave Emory High School with game-winning kicks under their belt. Not many kids leave high school in general here in the state of Utah with game-winning kicks under their belt. Brock has a couple of those. He's been key for this team for two seasons now.
Yeah, he has. Again, it's always been a luxury to have a kicker. And so to have somebody this last 2 years that you could count on to, you know, when you're in field goal range, to be able to kick, you know, kick a field goal. And again, he got a couple game winners for us that were critical. And I think key to our season, you know, these past two seasons, to have a kid like that. And so finding another kid to replace, to be able to kick next year, that's going to be tough because he's done a phenomenal job. He's got some little brothers, but they're down the line a little bit. But a kid that, you know, set a tone at Emory High so far as, hey, kicking is important, and it's an important part of the football game and something that, you know, we took value in and we're looking for in the future.
Coach, we'll end with this. After talking about the seniors, I mean, that's it. The season's over, 1-9. Second consecutive season that this team has gone 1-9. But, you know, you and I had some conversations before games, and maybe cliche, but I think there's always beauty in the struggle. And the fact is, you guys have a very good freshman and sophomore class. And so I do believe the future is bright for this football program.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we're looking at is, again, we had a lot of young kids playing some varsity football. And so, you know, you try to look at those losses and you try to learn from those, and hopefully at the end of the day in the next 2 years that, you know, we can learn from some wins. And so I think that's the key for us, is to continue to build on our youth and continue to keep those kids coming. And, you know, I think if we can keep the numbers, football's a numbers game, if we can keep our numbers up so far as our sophomores transitioning to juniors and junior transfers transitioning to seniors and so on and so forth, you know, I think we'll, you know, the future bodes well for us.
Yeah, I agree. Coach, I appreciate you always taking out the time to join us each week on the show. It's always a pleasure to talk Emory High School football and to follow you guys every Friday night. So again, thank you for the time, and I know we'll catch up this spring. It'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, it'll come quick. And so again, appreciate you, Jordan and KOL, and you guys covering us and giving credit to these kids and the hard work that they put in. It's always nice to give credit to where credit's due, and those kids and their parents and all that they do. And so we appreciate everything you guys do for them.
No, it's our pleasure. Again, thank you very much, Coach.
Hey, thank you.
Again, that's Coach John Famala with the Emory Spartans recapping the 2018 season. We will continue the season wrap-up in the next couple of days. We'll catch up with Coach Josh Huntsman. So plenty more high school football still to come on Drive Time Sports. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to talk Game 1 of the World Series tonight. 6:09 is when the first pitch is expected to be thrown. Clayton Kershaw and Chris Sale will talk with Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher, when we return on this Tuesday edition of Drive Time Sports.